Yo, welcome back to Project Zero. Rishav here with another second marathon podcast video. Focus on getting up to podcasting stage where we're not anywhere near close to that, or well, some are. This video is going to be behind the scenes, so it's not really focused on podcasting. And of course, quickly, Relief Shelter, this is a place for those without family, without a home, with a place to belong. You're all welcome here. And in addition to that, of course, it's all a combination of Slice of Life, SOL, plus IRL in real life. Put together a nice mishmash of some virtual and yet authentic combination of fulfillment. And what we do here is just do things together that we find engaging, productive, useful, and entertaining and fun. Okay. And it used to be more focused on self-therapy and stuff like that, but that's for a time past. So what we have here for the first two tabs on the right hand side is a bit of a sample of what we're going to cover throughout this entire video. Okay. And it's kind of, like I said, it's a behind the scenes video and focused on real world stuff in this case. Like, let's run through some of them. So for example, I mentioned some developments with the income tax accountant, also with the community organization for housing support, also for what's next in here, some production issues. So that's definitely behind the scenes technical we're having to do with this project, Project Zero. Okay. And also live streaming, so over on Twitch. So I think those are the main kind of like four major cluster areas we're going to cover over the next 15 minutes or so. Yeah, let's just get started. And then afterwards, the next video, we will be doing the next two videos I've been itching to get to are finally the season 3, episode 22, Attack on Titan reaction with Studio Gek. And then as well as podcasting second marathon series continuation, we're going to be killing more, you know, pull out the Mac and kill out more of those tabs having to do with Podbean. Okay. I'm wondering whether or not I'm speaking too quietly. All right, again, it's at night, so it's like I have to be a little bit quiet. All right, so let's just get right to it. Let's see which one I should start off with right here. I noticed I'm not supposed to be on that tab. I'm supposed to be on this tabster first. So why don't we get off started on Twitch? And so let's cover some minor production stuff first. Okay, first things first. I noticed that it was for about 5 days since we've highlighted our clips over on Twitch. So we have a whole bunch of VODs, videos on demand. They're all listed here and they weren't processed. So what I went through to do just very recently today is just the kind of routine every 5 days or so. It says here the most recent one, the most recent highlight would be in April 16th. So that was almost a week ago, 6 days. You can see some of these here last 45 minutes, some of them last 7 minutes. I mean, last 45 hours, the longest one. And then some of them are really short. We'll abruptly cut short at about 1 hour. So it goes from 1 hour to 47 hours. Most of them are around 6, 7 to 10 hours each. And I picked the shortest ones and the longest ones and I just highlight them. And then I just pop it over on Twitch. Okay. Speaking of which, I'm gonna turn the webcam, the phone camera to the side right now. So it's gonna be monitoring. Now it's actually covering something on the screen. Here, I want to make sure that we are something to show for the people who happen to drop by over on Twitch. I don't believe there will be many, but even so, give them a little something to take a look at. Okay. All right. Next thing we'll do is hop over to this tab here, and we were looking at action items. Okay. So I thought this was interesting because it says here about me, alerts, videos, extensions, stuff you have to cover for your journey in order to grow and so on and so forth. And I didn't think that I would actually have to do alerts again because I thought that I had done it over. I already set them up over on Stream Elements, which clearly I was wrong. Just realized something dropped over my nose. Where it is. There it is. So hop over to Twitch and we wanted to highlight everything. So we also use the same tabs here. And every time, what ends up happening every time you try to highlight a new VOD it just pops up a new tab, so it keeps adding more tabs. If I have seven videos I want to highlight out of 10, then I'll get 7 tabs extra. So I would use this to just check up on my the home stream manager page. And I'm not sure exactly why I went here, to be honest. I think it was because after I edited the description, so I want to go and showcase that if I have the opportunity. Okay, so here's also part of the stream manager. You can see there's a bunch of rewards, and I mean, not rewards, but awards that they try to give you to motivate you to perform and live stream more, become better streamer. So what is live bidding? People know me, all these kind of weird, but I don't really take a look at this kind of stuff, honestly. The reason why I'm here is because, as I mentioned, let's go over to stream manager or really I should go to settings. I wonder how I can do that. Content. No. Go over to my channel. Account settings. That's where I was. Okay, so if we go to account settings, and I'm going to pause it for a second here to make sure that I don't cover anything that I shouldn't cover. Okay, good. So we're not covering anything that I shouldn't. This is the about page for the Twitch channel, which I have updated. So before it was something along the lines of 30 days until death. What else? A place to work on the puzzle of life for those who are disciplined but held back by unknown circumstances. And then it had some outdated links. I mean, it had some links to Twitch, but that wasn't necessary. So we swapped out Facebook, also in Instagram, for Discord and WP in the description. Removed the Twitch link because we're already on Twitch. And then we added all this extra descriptive text, where slice of life SOL meets in real life IRL. Authentic VR paradox, chaotic place, we meet the solid puzzle life, body dog, content reactions, content reviews. All this is new, digital relief, shelter for lost souls, no home. And the real kicker here is you're limited to only 300 characters. So that's something else that I had to fool around with and make sure that I fit. Also make sure that the links were updated, so listen on Spotify, visit on YouTube is the same. Linktree directory is new as well, so Spotify is new. We kicked off Facebook page because we don't need the Facebook page, not useful. Linktree directory we substituted for, I believe, Instagram. So we removed Facebook, removed Instagram, added Spotify, added Linktree. Patreon and YouTube are the same. And then at the very end, SoundCloud podcast. Like, we don't really need SoundCloud, man. It's like you have to be a paid premium plan in order to make good use of SoundCloud. Otherwise, you have like this 500 megabyte restriction, which you can't do anything with. So instead, I added my blog website. And so here's the social links where you would edit that over in your Twitch dashboard if any of you guys are streamers. So it's fairly straightforward. And you should probably know this by now if you do it. Basically, that's that. We have updated it and I was surprised. Right. The reason why I hopped over to followers to that page was because I didn't understand how at one point it said 23 and then afterwards it said 24. I'm assuming that's just because they're saying that I'm following myself. That's why they added an extra. Anyways, it's just a single follower thing. It's not really a big deal. So let's get rid of that as well. Let's see. Okay, software. So hopping over to software. While we were at that about page that we just updated, I mentioned that there was a YouTube and Patreon a change, but we added Linktree, Spotify, and another. The last one was the blog, WordPress. So I wanted to test the link, and if I click on the link, this is where it leads, and it works. So it leads us over here to, of course, nonroad.wordpress.com/podcast, right? The navigation panel here for podcast. Hey, welcome to the Digital Respite Shelter. Nonroad, Richard Jurski, Roy for short, independent designers, filmmakers, loving nature, but placing its chaotic paradox. So when we say we love nature, we love its destitute hopelessness. And it's a real paradox. Of course, we can click up more links down here as well. It's kind of circular, leads us to Linktree as well. Leads us to Project Jira, leads us to, Richard Jurovsky, I really like this page, and the podcast is down here automatically showing. Anyways, I like the fact that basically it works. That's the most important thing. We had to test the link. Podcasting site working very well, very nice. Awesome. Next. So what else do we cover on Twitch? We head over here to streaming tools, and again, we're going to close tabs as we finish them, but I just want to mention quickly that sometimes I won't close the tabs, and that's because I have to mention this because I noticed that it's a bad habit of me closing the tabs and then not remembering what I spoke about during the video. And then afterwards, I have to edit and name the file after the topics I discussed and then post that online. So it helps if I actually have the tabs open, specifically the ones that, that I know I'm going to forget about because there's too much nuance to some of these topics. Broadcasting applications, so Twitch Studio Beta. Open broadcasting software, Streamlabs. This is interesting. I didn't know that Twitch had their own studio software. Our free streaming software is built from the ground up for new streamers looking for a simple process setup with a high quality stream. With guided setup, built-in integration to Twitch, and plenty of customization options, Twitch Studio makes it easier than ever to get started and manage your Twitch channel. So, the beta software, I don't know why they're doing this. I don't think they can honestly compete against OBS Studio or any of these other ones. Maybe they can compete against, say, Lightstream or XSplit, but I don't think they can really compete against OBS Studio or Streamlabs. But needless to say, I was interested, and after seeing that they are releasing their own live streaming software, clicked on it just to learn a little bit more. I'm not going to use it, and here's the webpage. So twitch.tv/broadcast/studio. So I don't know, if you guys are new streamers, you can definitely try this out. I know I'm not going to do that, but maybe it's useful for you. Maybe it's very, as you can say, user-friendly. So learn how to stream. Here's some useful tips and best practices to get started streaming on with Twitch Studio. Again, I don't live stream anymore. That's not right. I live stream 24/7, but it's not like I'm actively engaged in it. It's more like a security camera, as well as like a meme for sleeping, you know, sleep stream. And also, you know, recording behind the scenes right now if you want to drop by. It's finally time to say goodbye to clogged somebody said hi. Filters and incomplete regeneration cycles. Hey, Antonio. DPF clean. Our Antonio Milk. DPF cleaner. This formula helps your diesel. Somebody said hi. All right. Top. Okay, interesting. Good thing that I started talking about this here. That somebody dropped by and said hi, so I'm going to go ahead and just drop. Anyways, it's probably, you know, 5 hours ago when they did this. And finally, the last tab here, and I don't know if I should close that one, honestly. But we have the marathon VODs again, but this is after the fact, after we have highlighted the majority of the live streams that we want to highlight. So you can see here, instead of highlight, it says watch now, except for the one that's live streaming right now. So we have highlight, and these are most expiring within a week. And we picked out of, you know, there seems to be 9 of these VODs and they're all expiring, and I picked about 5, good. Which is usual, like as usual, I pick only about half, maybe a little bit more. The longest stream and the shortest stream, usually the ones that had the most views. And by most views, I literally mean just like single digit, double digits, that's it, you know. It's not a big deal, right? This takes the process of highlighting, adding a description, adding to playlists, and then repeating that 4 or 5 times only takes about 5 minutes. But then I get a permanent video that's lasting on Twitch channel, so that's the most important part. Okay, so we're gonna close that as well. Before we do this, while we're on Twitch, no, we can do this, we can't even close it. So we're gonna close this because we have another default Twitch tab. Oh, sorry, for the record, we'll get to the YouTube stuff in a moment, but we have a default Twitch tab. Since we're talking about Twitch, we need to get back here and go back to our stream. Right, we have this one default open for our production and editing of the VODs. Now, I noticed that somebody dropped by and said hi. It's actually on YouTube. It's on YouTube, so I shouldn't be coming here then. Say test run. Lurk. Okay, what we're gonna do is hop over to YouTube then. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get back to this person here. Test run high. And then another thing we want to mention as well at the same time, when we talk about Twitch, we also drop by over our Discord. So this is StudioX channel. I'm probably not supposed to showcase this too much. Just put away the members. Thought some interesting stuff here with Studio Gap we want to talk about in the future video or so on and so forth. But the reason why I dropped by over here is I want to check always every maybe 3-4 days, 3-5 days, twice a week, if anyone drops by the Discord channel, because I unfortunately didn't make it back in time to several people who actually did join the Discord and kind of missed saying welcome to them. But I caught up anyways to the current, the most recent activity, and turns out that, you know, thankfully right now there hasn't been anyone joining. And I don't really want people to join if there's no activity, there's nothing interesting necessarily going on right there, right now. All right, next. While we're on Discord, we also happen to drop by some updates that there's really only one channel that I follow actively. Sure, I have all these channels open, but I've joined all these other Discord servers, but I don't do anything there. The only one that I really keep updated on with is Studio Gek right now, which is the main focus of, it's one of like the 3-4 series that kind of working on right now. Just like behind the scenes technical stuff, how you do production, just a marathon of podcasting, and then there's Studio Gek and Attack on Titan reaction, inception, reaction to a reaction to, and so on and so forth. So they've created their own channel. I thought, you know, they're really good with their whole marketing stuff here. And great idea, man, starting a Japanese version of their channel after getting smacked temporarily by YouTube with copyright. So it's good PR move. And then they also are looking for commissioning an artist for another project, a separate project, and also involving the community with gaming and stuff like that. So very, very interesting. And they always know how to keep the community engaged. Calling the Power of the Gex, gotten some messages from viewers not notified because of the return to copyright problem on YouTube. YouTube just is not showing their posts as much. Yeah. YouTube videos are stored. We can post. We're going to start posting again tomorrow. You can see over 600. There's so many people who just love what they do. All right. So that's Discord. All right. And let's get out of here. So we don't really need to cover this. Production. So over here, and there's a lot to cover in this video. It's very loaded. I just spent about 3-4 hours actually trying to upload my yesterday's videos because I left early today to get real world shit done, which we will have to talk about briefly in about 5 minutes. So over here is a production, maybe less. We dropped over here because, as I said, we were updating the Twitch description, right, on the bio. And basically, it helps for us to come. Oh, perfect. I can edit right now the time. It's 11 a.m. No, 7 to 7. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I want to update that, actually. It should not be 11 anymore. Because I actually can upload anywhere between that 12-hour window as opposed to just 9 hours. I know I did the math wrong. Doesn't matter. The point is, we copied and pasted some of the information here over, for example, the creator reactions, reviews, copy paste, also slice of life in real life, copy paste, authentic VR over onto Twitch. Yeah, and that's just basically how we ended up getting the channel. Oh, also here, down here, right? The main reason why we had to visit this page is because if we're going to update the links over on Twitch, and without opening a whole bunch of new tabs and stuff, we might as well just go to YouTube channel and copy the, for example, the, if I was thinking of the Discord link, but I didn't, but the Linktree link, copy that, copy the blog post link, right, on WordPress, and that's what that all is about. Perfect. Sick. Get rid of that. Next. Afterwards, so just like how we kind of ventured over on Discord to try and make sure that we were up to date with any community stuff, which there was no new members dropping over, thankfully. We also, while we went to YouTube to grab the description, we also became a little bit distracted because there was an amazing post here. First of all, Studio Gek, right, we followed through to their video. And we're gonna save that for the future, but basically their video on right here, from the Discord, right? We clicked on their Discord link for their Japanese channel that they're creating. Something that I always wanted to do. And I just did not have the luxury to do so. And I did not take action myself. So that's also partly my responsibility. Partly environmental, partly also just myself. Partly free will, partly determinism, right? So I think we will react to their StudioGek first season one by one episode eventually one day. That's why I'm saving it here. And I should make it more clear where this is. It's supposed to be fairly separate. Now I'll put it behind the blurb. Okay. Next, so another video that distracted me, and I'm just naming the distractions and then saving whatever I need to react to for the future. So this one's very, very good. The oddly specific childhood trauma issues. This is from Patrick Keon, LICSW. He's a child trauma therapist, counselor. 11 oddly specific childhood trauma issues. He always releases really incredibly relatable topics. This video will cover therapy, healing, imposter syndrome, mindfulness, procrastination, magical thinking, anger, grief, triggers, and all these keywords: abusive parents, NPD, narcissistic parents, borderline personality disorder, NPD, BPD, shadow work, emotional neglect, abuse, blah, blah, blah. And here are the chapters, and immediately I knew that this was going to be a good video. I mean, I could tell just by 670,000 views. And he's a fairly small channel. He used to have, when I used to watch him, only about like 80,000, but now he has like five times that. Chapters, and that was like 2 years ago. So intro, 1, 2, 3, 1 through 11, emotional delay, rushing nowhere, refrigerator buzz depression. Okay, being tired is a trigger, chameleon but don't mix, on the spot dissociation. So relatable. Laughing about the pain. Crying valve, glass frog, sideways pain or grief. It's not obvious what each of these mean for you necessarily, but if you've been through this, you understand almost immediately the context. Waiting games. Now there are comments down here of people who elaborate further. I'm going to save all of that and all of the details about behind this video for when we actually react and watch this show and review this video. Okay. So we are just saving this here. And I just wanted to mention that I got distracted here with this kind of great content from StudioGek Japan, Japanese translations, as well as Patrick Keon, one of my most favorite therapist. He's always very understanding. He's not like some of the therapists who are out here who are quite vindictive. Like some of these therapists have been through something, you know, some abuse themselves, and then they become very aggressive, or you know, they're very victim blamey, and I don't know, victim mentality. They have a victim mentality and they like to blame, and you know, like accuse. But I'm calling out a little bit of Dr. Ramani. She kind of does that. But Patrick Tian's not like this. He is very focused on just recovery and understanding and supporting you. That's pretty much what it is. So I think that's he does a great role model. He's a great role model for just a human being in general. So that's kind of why this guy always captures my attention. And that's why his video distracted me, really. That's my fault, though. Right, for allowing myself to be distracted. So while we're on here, and I want to check the time and make sure, oh, we're 23 minutes. Unfortunately, we can't cover the real world stuff completely, I don't think. Which makes sense, because honestly, we talked so much already when it comes to Twitch and whatnot. So we'll have to cover the next topic of like software and income tax and community stuff later on in a second video. Okay. So while we're here, we also want to cover notifications. We might as well do that. So above here, you can pull up here. And that will wrap up this video. So someone like reply makes sense at face value anyways. So what did I say? Speaking about Attack on Titan and StudioGek, right? The way they cried so hard for Armin and then sold him for Eren is crazy. And said it made sense though at face value anyways. Yeah. Switched up on real fast. Urban without ease. Okay. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. In addition to that, the last comment here, production spot side replied, no, it's not. To a video. Another reaction, one by one, over on Beauty and the Beast. Glad you picked this up, one of the greatest anime to ever touch. Twisted, gory, dramatic, action-packed. I'm happy you'll pick this up. And I'm glad to be here. The reactions. Somebody replied to say that it's not the not one of the greatest anime to ever touch TV. Or that he's not happy that they're watching. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. All right, that's it. It's 25 minutes. I took too long to cover everything here. But, you know, that's all right. So, okay. I'm feeling it a little bit right now. The main reason why is because I actually spent so much time outdoors today. Spent all the way until about 6. No, about 5. And then came back and I started to have to focus on editing some of the uploaded videos, the yet to be uploaded videos from the previous day. Didn't finish that, so I went to sleep feeling kind of miserable, only finishing half the work. Got up in 4 hours, getting a 4 hour sleep, and then having to just again focus more on uploading and editing the descriptions and stuff like that. And then took another 3 hours before I finally could punch out this video and start recording. So it was heavily tiresome. It's very boring work, man. It's just like very boring stuff, you know. It's not creative. I want to be recording, I want to be reacting, I want to be commentating and reviewing stuff. I don't want to be sitting there uploading, but that's what I had to do. And so you can see it's gonna affect on me anyway. So that's that. And so the next video, unfortunately, we didn't cover in time. We have to cover the emails, accountant, finance, community organization, housing, and some software on the side as well. Yeah, so that's that. And I know this, that this is a very behind the scenes, it's a bit dry, it's quite bland, this video, but it is part of the project. And again, so if you guys, you know, can relate to this whole experience about the experiences, right? If you're listening by commute or on Spotify, you know, if you're watching this video on YouTube, feel free to chime in. You know, well, how do you feel about this dynamic? It's obviously something that is translatable to say when you're working, right? A lot of it's just like chore duties. You may actually find that the job you're doing is something that you were very passionate about at one point, but then the daily remedial tasks of the job on hand eventually get so boring. So again, this is just you know, something that can be extracted from this. Another thing that we can probably touch upon is, you know, do you guys watch Steve? What are your favorite reaction channels? Do you watch reaction channels? Do you like Attack on Titan and stuff like that? And do you keep up with the community when you do that? Do you join the creators Discord? So feel free to chime in, all that kind of stuff as well. And if you have any other kind of memes or whatever, feel free to share, because I'd like to just interact. All right, thanks for tuning in. That's it from my end. And I want to say I'll see you guys all in the next one. We're going to try to record at least 4 videos back to back here. It's going to be a long one. And yeah, see you shortly.